模拟卷五 Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paperAnd decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. I'm looking for a nice dress for my mother. How much is this one?
It's $20, but you can have it at half price if you buy two.
Question. How much does the man have to pay if he buys two dresses?
I hope you will excuse me for coming to class late. My bicycle broke down.
I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. There was too much noise in this room.
Question. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Three. Looks like rain. Better look for your umbrella.
Yeah, I think it's definitely going to rain. That's why I'm not going out.
Question. What is the man going to do? Four. Did you remember to tell Sarah about the science exhibit?
She called me about doing one of the displays.
Question. What does the man mean?
Five. I'm really upset that I lost that watch. It was my grandfather's, you know.
I know how you feel. I once lost a book my grandfather gave me.
Question. What is the woman's attitude? Six. Let's go to the movie after class.
Well, I'll go if you really want to, but I'm a little bit tired.
Question. What does the woman mean?
7. Excuse me. Could you by any chance tell me where the dean's office is?
I'm sorry. I'm just visiting a friend here.
Question. What can be inferred about the man?8. I lent Betty $20 2 weeks ago, and she still hasn't paid me back.
She has a reputation for that kind of thing.
Question. What does the man mean? 9. How long did it take you to register? I was online for 2 hours.
You were lucky.
Question. What does the man mean?10. It will be about a 20-minute wait if you want to sit in the non-smoking section. We can seat you in smoking section in 5 minutes.
Okay. I don't have 20 minutes to wait.
Question. What will the man probably do?
6. Directions.In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages and 1 longer conversation, and you will be asked several questions on each of the passages and the conversation. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
I was born and raised in Japan, so I have experienced many earthquakes. By far the most powerful and frightening earthquake I have ever lived through was the one that struck my city, Kobe, on January 16, 1995. My son's family and I lived in a small house. When the earthquake began, it was only 5:46 a.m. and we were all sleeping. I was thrown from my bed onto the floor. The amount of movement in our home was incredible. The door near where I was standing was swinging back and forth. I listened helplessly while everything standing in our home fell over. Loose objects were tossed across rooms. While the shaking continued, the noise was incredibly loud. When the earthquake finally stopped, I hurried to my son's room where he, his wife, and their children were sleeping. Then when we looked around our home, it had been heavily damaged. The roof had fallen in. In the kitchen, most of the dishes lay in small pieces all across the floor. Outside, we saw our neighbors' houses had fallen down too. People were standing near their houses, and everyone looked shocked and frightened. Although we were all safe and no one had been hurt, we were still very affected by a terrible fear. It was a terrifying experience that we worry may happen again. In the meantime, we were all beginning to try to rebuild our homes and our lives. We love our beautiful city of Kobe and do not want to leave it.
Now listen again, please.
I was born and raised in Japan, so I have experienced many earthquakes. By far the most powerful and frightening earthquake I have ever lived through was the one that struck my city, Kobe, on January 16, 1995. My son's family and I lived in a small house. When the earthquake began, it was only 5:46 a.m. and we were all sleeping. I was thrown from my bed onto the floor. The amount of movement in our home was incredible. The door near where I was standing was swinging back and forth. I listened helplessly while everything standing in our home fell over. Loose objects were tossed across rooms. While the shaking continued, the noise was incredibly loud. When the earthquake finally stopped, I hurried to my son's room where he, his wife, and their children were sleeping. Then when we looked around our home, it had been heavily damaged. The roof had fallen in. In the kitchen, most of the dishes lay in small pieces all across the floor. Outside, we saw our neighbors' houses had fallen down too. People were standing near their houses, and everyone looked shocked and frightened. Although we were all safe and no one had been hurt, we were still very affected by a terrible fear. It was a terrifying experience that we worry may happen again. In the meantime, we were all beginning to try to rebuild our homes and our lives. We love our beautiful city of Kobe and do not want to leave it. Questions 11. What is not mentioned in this story?
What happened to the speaker's family after the earthquake?
13. How does the speaker feel when describing this earthquake?
14 through 16 are based on the following story. Here is the news. A Russian rocket lifted off at 3:37 a.m. Saturday, carrying the first space tourist, California businessman Dennis Tittle, and two astronauts on a journey to the International Space Station. The 60-year-old American millionaire paid $20 million to the Russian space program in order to be taken along on the trip. His relatives watched nervously as the rocket rose into the blue skies. 9 minutes later, flight controllers announced that the spaceship had reached orbit. As the launch was underway, a television camera inside the spaceship showed a calm Tittle in a white spacesuit decorated with an American flag on the shoulder, smiling. A ground controller asked in English, "How do you feel, Dennis?" He replied, "Great." It will be at least 2 days before the spaceship reaches the space station. The crew is expected to be at the station for 6 days before returning to Earth. There has been a dispute between Russia and the United States over whether a tourist should go to the space station at all. America attempted to put a non-professional in orbit in 1986, but it ended in tragedy when a woman schoolteacher and the crew she was flying with were killed in the explosion of the space shuttle Challenger 73 seconds after liftoff. Now listen again, please. Here is the news. A Russian rocket lifted off at 3:37 a.m. Saturday, carrying the first space tourist, California businessman Denis Tittle, and two astronauts on a journey to the International Space Station. The 60-year-old American millionaire paid $20 million to the Russian space program in order to be taken along on the trip. His relatives watched nervously as the rocket rose into the blue skies. 9 minutes later, flight controllers announced that the spaceship had reached orbit. As the launch was underway, a television camera inside the spaceship showed a calm Tittle in a white spacesuit decorated with an American flag on the shoulder, smiling. A ground controller asked in English, "How do you feel, Dennis?" He replied, "Great." It will be at least 2 days before the spaceship reaches the space station. The crew is expected to be at the station for 6 days before returning to Earth. There has been a dispute between Russia and the United States over whether a tourist should go to the space station at all. America attempted to put a non-professional in orbit in 1986, but it ended in tragedy when a woman schoolteacher and the crew she was flying with were killed in the explosion of the space shuttle Challenger 73 seconds after liftoff.
Questions 14. What is this news mainly about?
Which of the following information about Denis Tittle is true according to the news?
How long is the crew going to stay at the International Space Station? 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. I really have no idea what to do this summer holiday. I can't bear to just sit around, and there seems to be no jobs available.
Why don't you try house sitting? Last summer, my friend Tom house sat for the Alexanders when they went away on vacation. Mr. Alexander hired Tom to stay in their house because he didn't want it left empty.
You mean the Alexanders paid Tom just to live in their house?
It certainly wasn't that easy. He had to mow the lawn and water the house plants and also feed the pets.
I heard about babysitting, and the house sitting sounds just like it, except you're taking care of a house instead of children. It may be a suitable job for me.
The student employment office still has a few jobs posted.
Do I just have to fill out an application form?
Yes, and Tom and Boris had to interview with the homeowners and provide 3 references each.
That seems like a lot of trouble for a summer job.
Now listen again, please.
I really have no idea what to do this summer holiday. I can't bear to just sit around, and there seems to be no jobs available.
Why don't you try house sitting? Last summer, my friend Tom house sat for the Alexanders when they went away on vacation. Mr. Alexander hired Tom to stay in their house because he didn't want it left empty.
You mean the Alexanders paid Tom just to live in their house?
It certainly wasn't that easy. He had to mow the lawn and water the house plants and also feed the pets.
I heard about babysitting, and the house sitting sounds just like it, except you're taking care of a house instead of children. It may be a suitable job for me.
The student employment office still has a few jobs posted.
Do I just have to fill out an application form?
Yes, and Tom and Boris had to interview with the homeowners and provide 3 references each.
That seems like a lot of trouble for a summer job. Questions. 17. What does the man want to do this summer?
What did the Alexanders do when they went away on holiday last summer?
What wouldn't the house sitter probably do?
20. What is not required to get the job of a house sitter?